Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Vietnam vets, we salute you today. It's your day. Take a bow. And if you have a Vietnam vet in the family you want to give a shout out to, if you'd give us a jingle today at 800-228-0550, that'd be great. You can also text us 701-237-1590. Or you have one in here, Joe Moya, Sharon, North Dakota, Vietnam vet. Shout out to him. Way to go, Joe. Thank you for your service. Special place in my heart for Vietnam vets, who just did not get the welcome that they deserve serving this country. So on Veterans Day, Vietnam Veterans Day 2022, we pause to say thank you and commemorate those who fought in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War, on this National Vietnam Veterans Day. How about that? Number of events that are happening around the state today as well, so find an event if you have time and take that in today. I think it'd be great. All right, let's see here. Kevin Flynn is here. I think Todd Mitchell's here. Todd's not quite hearing us yet, so we're working on that little glitch. But, Kev, right. Welcome to the program.
Yep, good to be here, buddy.
We have a busy show today. If you have any questions about North Dakota Game and Fish, today'd be the day. The boss man's here. Jeb Williams, the new director of North Dakota Game and Fish, be here at the bottom of the hour. He'll be here for about a half hour to take your calls, questions, and comments. Next hour, we have Dr. Carol Swain joining us, one of the nation's foremost experts on critical race theory. And I know if you talk to most school board members or educators or administrators, they will tell you, not a problem here, nothing to see here. That's sort of what the nominee for President Joe Biden said recently in a Senate hearing about her confirmation. Justice Jackson said, look, I'm on a school board. And my friend here who introduced me, she's the president of the school board. We don't know anything about this. There's no critical race theory. It's not taught in our school. Common refrain from people in defense of this. Is that true? Well, in the case of Judge Jackson's school, it was not true. Because Ted Cruz went into an epic moment where he pulled out some books from the library.
What?
At that school.
Come on.
And went through those one by one. And then it was a different answer, Kev. Then the answer was, well, we don't have anything to do with the curriculum.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What are you doing on the school board then?
There you go.
So, anyway, you really got to dig on this one, and we're going to talk a little bit just how prevalent this is with Dr. Carol Swain. She's speaking tonight, by the way, at the Belle Mehus Auditorium. Did I say that right, Todd? Belle Mehus. I kind of like saying that, actually. That's my favorite. I can't hear Todd.
Bah. There he is. Can you hear me now? Can hear you now. We can hear you now. We just say the bell, because that way there nobody ever argues about that. That word,
okay.
It's Mayhew's that are, people decide they want to disagree on. So we just say the bell. Heck with it.
Anyway, she's in Bismarck at the bell, 7 p.m. tonight for BeTruthful.org. And then we're going to wrap up with a conversation today, and you get to learn all about the UMD Human Spaceflight Laboratory. Did you know we have a human spaceflight laboratory at one of our institutes of higher learning? University of North Dakota has that.
They said laboratory for a second there.
No, lab.
No, lab. We have that too, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know. This is the lab. Anyway, they have a space egg conference coming up in early April, so we're going to tell you about that too. All right, folks, let's get to the calls, see your questions and comments. Shout out for Vietnam vets. Welcome today if you are a Vietnam vet.
I got a couple on my my Facebook Messenger. Shout out to my dad, Bernie Solem, from my buddy Paul, served as a sergeant in 68 and 69. And my buddy Tobias said, if you could just do a shout out for all of those at the VA, Vietnam vets, and that work at the VA and our patients as well at the VA. So
that's beautiful.
There you go. Keep them coming.
For some reason, this is only the fifth anniversary of the National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Seems to me it took us a while to get to understand that it would be a good idea to thank and honor Vietnam vets.
Yes.
And their families for their service and sacrifice. So remember that. And, of course, I think the number is 1,584 vets that did not return from Vietnam. So, today's the day. A little shout-out. And if you are a Vietnam vet, let Daniel know when you call. We'll get you right to the front of the line today, okay? Telephone number to call us, 701-258-0550. To text us, 701-237-1590. Those numbers again, call 258-0550. Text 237-1590. Grant in Bismarck. Got a shout-out for
hey,
a vet, Grant?
My old boss from Hettinger, North Dakota, Richard Wyman, is a Vietnam vet, and he's being laid to rest today at 11 o'clock at the Veteran Cemetery in Mandan today. Two-tour vet. So,
he's amazing. A good man, and what a day to be laid to rest. In this case, the day we honor Vietnam War vets in the USA. Great, Grant. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that shout-out. Texter says, just want to say welcome home to all the Vietnam veterans listening.
Amen.
A little late.
Yeah.
But better late than never.
Absolutely.
Welcome home to those Vietnam vets. Carl Wintenberg got a shout-out here. He was on the aircraft carrier USS Hancock off the shore of Vietnam. Carl, thank you for your service. Keep those coming at 237-1590 or give us a call. One other thing I want to mention today, as if we need any other examples of just how corrupt the media is, has anybody been following this don't say gay debate down in Florida?
Yes.
All over the news. You're shaking your head, Todd.
Yeah. Well, it reminded me of the couple in North Carolina that got rid of their dog because they thought their dog was gay and it wanted to be adopted by a gay couple. So, yeah. There you go. Can't make it up.
Well, what's next? So reporters, Democrats, President Biden, but I'm repeating myself, are all, literally their heads are exploding over what they say is legislation in Florida to not say gay. Do you want to know what's actually in this bill? First of all, it's called the Parental Rights in Education Bill. And see if you think this is outrageous, anybody. Feel free to tell me whether you think this is a really bad thing or a bad idea. The Parental Rights in Education Bill in the Florida legislature, now signed by Governor DeSantis, bans school employees or third parties from giving classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Let me repeat, because this bill is now the law.
But fourth grade, we get to hammer you.
Kindergarten, first, second, and third graders don't go to school and hear about sexual orientation or gender identity. How is that? Don't say gay. And ask me if you think it's appropriate. I ask you if you think it's appropriate that sexual orientation or gender identity is taught by somebody from kindergarten to third grade.
Or taught too. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
why is that even a thing?
This is like the most non-controversial language I've ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable.
And it prompted a tweet from Joe Biden, as if he's ever tweeted anything, I should say, in his name and on his account.
Susan Rice.
By now, how many tweets did Trump have by now?
Yeah, Ron Klain is back there doing the tweeting.
Ugh. Many other people doing the tweeting, but his account said, I want every member of the LGBTQI plus community, especially the kids who will be impacted by this hateful bill, to know that you are loved and accepted just as you are. I have your back, and my administration will continue to fight for the protections and safety you deserve. Hateful bill. Let me repeat. Parental rights in education. In other words, if I choose to teach my kindergartner about sexual orientation or gender identity, that's up to me, but the school's not going to do that.
Thank you. Just stop.
Because it's not appropriate.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
I was going to say, let's get the basics first, then we can start reading.
That's hateful.
Can we just focus, please?
So I've given you the actual language here. I don't, you know, you don't have to be.
Let's say the government did say you can't call people. Who's the government to step in and say you can't call me gay? Maybe I want to be called gay.
But the problem is they're not, Todd. There's not even in the bill. It says nothing in the bill about it. And if you ask me.
So how do we get it so twisted in the first place? Anyway, sir.
It's an agenda. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
you know, it's why we don't trust the media. It goes back to the.
Exactly.
Question everything. And words matter, by the way. Words actually matter. And they are trying to make this into something it's not, and which is why I'm not. I don't care what it is. Anything being reported, I don't know how you can say, okay, well that's probably true, because this is a prime example. This is everywhere. The don't say gay bill. So they just call it what they want to call it, and call it hateful, and say it's terrible.
Because no listen to a reaction from you, because you would always you just automatically, without even doing the research, say we can't have a bill called that.
Florida wants parents to be able to send their kids to kindergarten without having some of this stuff injected into the curriculum. That seems to me to be common sense. Get the facts, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This reminds me that we're going to take What's On Your Mind down to Target Field. Watch yourselves a little Twins baseball for the home opener, don't you think, guys?
Oh, there you go.
Huh?
Yeah.
Love it.
Come on.
Drum and hold the sun came out today.
on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, serving North Dakota. Bismarck specifically is where it all started in 1908. Do the math. They've blown by 100 years of service. Now, not only Bismarck, all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They are a link service contractor, which means they can provide you a static bottom line to maintain your building, your businesses. They do this for assembly lines, the HVAC, whatever it is. Doing that for hundreds and hundreds of buildings throughout the Northern Plains. HATandSons.com to find out more. They're also the indoor air quality experts, IAQ. H-A-T and Sons, H-A Thompson and Sons. 21 past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Texter says, by the way, bottom of the hour, Jeff Williams will join us in the program, new director of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Any questions you have for the Game and Fish Director, here's your chance today on the program. He'll be here for about a half hour. Then, top of the next hour, a special guest that'll be speaking tonight at the Bell in Bismarck, 7 o'clock for BeTruthful.org. They've been bringing in a series of speakers on environmental issues, on the COVID issues, and now CRT is in the focus with one of the foremost experts on the topic who's researched this back and forth. So any questions about CRT, welcome today on the program with Dr. Carol Swain. She'll be here for the better part of the 10 o'clock hour, and then we'll wrap up with a conversation with UND about their Human Spaceflight Laboratory and the Space Egg Conference coming up. So we're going to learn a lot today on the program. It is Vietnam Veterans Shout Out Day on What's On Your Mind. You tell me what's on your mind. And I hope it's Vietnam vets. You know? There may be somebody in the family that's a vet. We'll give a shout out throughout the show today. Text us at 701-237-1590. Call us 701-258-0550. Texter says the left is nuts. They're just plain crazy. If you can't get behind a bill like the one in Florida, just signed into law, you are a poison to our society. Doesn't seem to be anything in here that doesn't make anything other than perfect sense. So they're making it into something it's not. By the way, it does not require schools to notify parents if their child comes out as gay or transgender, which is, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that a parent would be notified. Are you aware this is how your child's identifying? Are you off limits? How that is okay non-communication between the school and a parent is beyond me. But set that aside. Doesn't require that. Okay? Does not require schools to notify parents of information regarding the student's mental, emotional, or physical well-being if a reasonably prudent person would believe that disclosure would result in abuse, abandonment, or neglect. So it doesn't do that either. Does not ban casual discussions of topics related to sexual orientation and gender identity in the classroom. So you can have a little chit-chat with a third grader about it, but you can't teach it.
Wow.
And it does not ban the word gay in school settings. But that hasn't stopped anybody from saying it's the don't say gay bill.
Can you imagine?
It is being made to be something it's not. It's become a national media thing. The president tweets about it, and it has no connection to reality on the bill. None.
Think about when it's a ways back, but going to this is none of the school's business. This is none of the school's concern.
Can I repeat? This is kindergarten through third grade.
This is a parental issue immediately. You have nothing to do with it.
Take control of your children's education.
All we did back then was trying to get kids to put their tongue on the frozen flagpole or something.
Well, yeah.
We're too busy. You cannot trust anything. Certainly this being reported. In this case, a president of the United States calls this hateful. And all it does is say, hard stop, kindergarten through third grade, means a school employee or third parties cannot give classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity to kindergarten through third grade. I'm sorry. That's about as vanilla as you possibly could get, and it's about as common sense as you possibly could get.
Who's going to can't legislate common sense?
Yeah. We need the government out of the boardroom, out of the classroom, and out of the bedroom, period.
But here's the deal.
Get out.
If you need any other examples of what is happening in education, then you're blind, number one. And number two, this ought to motivate you to say, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to go to the school board meetings. I'm going to know what is being taught. When a Supreme Court nominee on a school board says, no, nothing to see here, and then is shown a bunch of books, one of which, by the way, said, babies are racist. I'm not kidding you.
Babies?
No, I'm not making this stuff up.
What?
That's how nuts reality's got. Or okay. How much lack of reality there is.
You know what's funny? Somebody actually wrote that book, got it to a publisher, got it proofread, got it laid out.
On shelves in schools.
It's available, and someone said, yeah, let's let that out there.
Okay, so they said this based on what? Or they wrote this based on what? What was the basis for this?
Well, ask Dr. Carol Swain that.
Okay.
We shall do that. It's a good... good question.
Wow.
What happened to our freedom?
Yeah.
What happened to our freedom, says one listener here. Or my freedom of speech, right? Well, yeah, good luck on that. Big Tech will cancel you. Texter says, it's my understanding that CRT is now being pushed as social-emotional learning since so many people were catching on to what garbage CRT is and started to ban it from schools. No matter what it's called, it doesn't belong in our schools. Well, see, here's another little piece. I hate to break this news to you, but whatever it is, they're going to call it what they want to call it. So that's why, again, a bill that is officially named Parental Rights in Education that simply says a school employee or any third party can't give classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade doesn't ban the word gay, just says those are the rules of the road. Kindergarten through third grade, that's called Don't Say Gay. So to your point, they are going to quickly change the title on the same ideology in schools to something else. So they can say, oh, CRT, no, that doesn't. What about social-emotional learning? Oh. That's why you just have to be relentless in paying attention to this.
Social-emotional learning.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. We're going to get real smart on all this next hour with Dr. Carol Swain. Texter says, shout out to my Uncle Dave Carlson and friend Cliff Lackaduck, Vietnam vets. There you go. We're going to do that all day long today. You keep those coming. Since it is National Vietnam War Veterans Day, we've only had 5 of these, so we're going to make this year special and mention as many vets in our listening area as we can. Vietnam vets, get the shout outs today. Text us, 237-1590. Call us, 258-0550. Jeb Williams, North Dakota Game and Fish Commissioner. When we come back, don't go away.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II, and Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer and Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer and Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least 6 school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health. health services, Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Once in a while, you need to give yourself a gift.
Whoa!
What do they call that in this woke world? A little self-love?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But this is actually a life-changing gift to make a real difference for you or someone you love. It's the gift of education. Through the flexible and affordable options offered by the University of Mary, you can complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, tailor your skills with a certificate, and you earn your degree through Mary on your schedule. That's the beautiful part of this. Find out more about all this at online.umary.edu, online.umary.edu. And remember, when you're ready to apply, use the promo code SCOTT to waive your application fee. If you haven't done it yet, you should also wish Monsignor Shea a happy birthday. Had a birthday over the weekend. President of the University of Mary. So, see him on campus or out and about. Just go to their Facebook page and say, Happy birthday, Monsignor Shea. 27 before the top of the hour, Jeb Williams is here, North Dakota Game and Fish Commissioner, till the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment, give him a call right here at 701-258-0550. Also welcome your texts, 701-237-1590. And keep those shout-outs for the Vietnam vets coming as well. Jeb, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. And by the way, congratulations on the promotion to director of North Dakota Game and Fish. I don't believe we've chatted with you on What's on Your Mind since then, so congrats.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it and appreciate the invitation to be here this morning.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be the time when folks are getting the itch in a lot of ways, so we thought we'd just catch up on things that are happening. Give me, sort of top-of-mind consciousness of what is on your mind these days as the director. What are folks... talking to you about? What are you working on? Give us a little data dump here.
Absolutely. So a couple things I want to hit on this morning here, Scott. First of all, over the last month or so, there's been a number of different public gatherings going on, whether that be our volunteer banquet or, the NASP, National Archery in Schools State Tournament. And those events, importantly, Scott, were obviously last year were not held, and it was just wanted to say that really good to see those events back. People wanted to be back. Great to see, all of our volunteers gathered and over in Mandan here in the middle part of February. And, I tell you what, it's just a really good opportunity to be there and thank individuals that helped the department do our mission. And so, not having that interaction is, that's important to what we do. We have that interaction that we have, the personal interaction, and we have a very highly engaged public in North Dakota when it comes to what we do. And so having those interactions, having the interactions at the various gatherings, the Pheasants Forever banquets or the, Rocky Mountain Elk banquets, whatever this winter that are all back in action, those are good things. And so first of all, just wanted to talk about that a little bit and talk about how good it is to be back doing those things. And I think the public feels the same. another thing just wanted to chat about too, Scott, is unfortunately we're talking about some of the same things now heading here into the spring that we were last fall, and that's dry conditions. We have a spring turkey season coming up here really quick, April 9th, actually, and so it's unfortunately looking like a good chunk of the state is going to be going to head into the spring with pretty dry conditions carrying over from last year. And so really want to remind folks when they're out recreating, obviously checking the daily fire danger index, that ND response, making sure that they have all the updated information to when they're out there recreating. They know the to-dos and not to-dos and things, the various restrictions that are in place based on that daily fire danger index. And so drought conditions obviously are on our minds. And, you know, we're talking a lot about possibly low lake levels, obviously, with Lake Sakakawea. It doesn't look like we're going to get a lot of help from Montana as far as snowpack goes, water coming our way. We're going to get a little bump, but department's been coordinating with Corps of Engineers, North Dakota Parks and Rec, North Dakota Department of Water Resources on trying to get some pieces in place to ease the pain a little bit, because there's going to be some congestion at some of those ramps, because there's going to be some ramps that just simply aren't going to be usable. Fortunately, there was some foresight back in 2005, 2006, where there was some low water ramps that were put into place when we experienced another really bad drought and water levels were really low. And so now it's just a matter of getting access to those low water ramps, clearing them with all the silt that's been, you know, piling on those areas for, you know, 15, 16 years of having high water on top of them. So there is some good news out there, but it's one of those things that there's going to be some congestion at some of these ramps, Scott, and that's just all there is to it.
Saw something in your, I forget where I saw it, but it talked about your request to have people report bald eagle nest sightings. And I was surprised to learn that there are as many active bald eagle nests in North Dakota as there are. 47 of 53 counties have these. And talk about what you're asking folks to do.
Yeah, and first of all, just talk about, you know, what a great success story as far as bald eagles. Obviously, our, you know, our national bird, national symbol, and you know, for a number of years, very, very imperiled population on the threatened and endangered list. Now they're not, and doing extremely well. And so, you know, the department continues to monitor those birds and, you know, to have a good database of their nesting locations, and people get really excited about doing it. And so, yeah, on our online portion of our website, people can report those nests and to where the department can get those located as far as in our data storage, just so we can have those, obviously continuing to monitor those and work with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, showing them that those bird populations continue to do well. And again, people love to see. Don't ever get tired of seeing a bald eagle, that's for sure.
Chad Williams is the director of North Dakota Game and Fish with us today on What's on Your Mind at the top of the hour. John is on the road for Jeb. Go ahead. You're on, John.
Hey, Jeb, just want to say thank you. I don't think there's enough people to say thank you to the Game and Fish and their things that you guys do. Next thing I'd like to talk to you about, you were just talking about the boat ramps. What is the process of getting a boat ramp at a lake? My lake that's close by my hometown, it does not have one, which makes it very difficult to get on and off, especially in the wintertime. Can you just talk about what the process is and how one would go about that?
Sure. So, first of all, thanks for your compliment, John. The department is appreciative of that. Obviously, we have some very dedicated people. We have one of the smallest game and fish department agencies in the country, but, you know, it doesn't mean we can't get a lot of work done and work with a lot of partners to do that and making sure that the public has the resources that they desperately want and need in our outdoor culture state. So, but again, thanks for that. The process is, it depends on the body of water. Obviously, if it's an area where, say, the department is a wildlife management area and it's department owned, then it's a lot easier process. If it's a private lake type situation, the department then has to get an access agreement with that private landowner and essentially work through those processes. And, you know, so, I mean, it's something that we do all the time, obviously, across the state, but the processes are a little bit different depending on the landownership around that. So, I mean, if it's something that you would have more questions about or, you know, things like that, I'd be happy to pass along to the fisheries folks if you want to give me the body of water that you're interested in.
Yeah, it's West Lake, just right in the Poland. I think the portion where the possible boat ramp would be going into is owned by the city. I know there's been some talk about it, but I haven't heard anything besides that of them just talking about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with West Lake, and again, and a lot of these areas, I mean, the department certainly has interest. It's just a matter of lining up all those different parts. And then it's also, too, you know, in North Dakota, I mean, most places we can get a boat ramp in, but they're, depending on the area, depending on the slope, depending on the depth, those different types of things, there's obviously better parts of any lake to put a boat ramp in than others. And so, you know, it's just a matter of finding that right spot and being able to make sure that when you do that project that it is a good usable site and it's not, you know, it's not an extremely steep boat ramp, which, you know, can cause a lot of divorces right at the boat ramp when, you know, husband and wife are unloading and loading boats and those types of things. So we don't want to contribute to that. We don't want to
anymore. Been there.
No idea what he's talking
Thank
about.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. Texter says, why do you wait until chronic wasting enters a unit before you ban bait feeding? I've been watching this creep towards my unit 4 years and already an incident on K2.
Yeah, so chronic wasting disease, Scott, obviously it's been an issue we've been dealing with since 2009. And, you know, I guess I'll get into the entire backstory of where we've been with chronic wasting disease. In 2007, you know, just from a disease prevention standpoint or a risk reduction standpoint with any wildlife disease, the department went... Well, I shouldn't say the department. It was a bill that was introduced by a legislature that the department supported as far as a ban on baiting and feeding of deer, big game in North Dakota due to the disease concerns. And that was ultimately turned down, but yet it was discussed, openly discussed, that if there are certain disease issues that come into North Dakota or in North Dakota, that the department will use our proclamation process to help with that. And so one of the things that we've done is that, you know, when chronic wasting disease was discovered, we banned baiting in that particular unit and then also some units around it just based on some deer movements. And so that's been our process throughout, feeling like there's, you know, some type of balance there with what the legislature decided, what the discussions were. You know, our department was open about it in 2007 and said, hey, we think this would be a good thing to try to reduce some risk as far as spreading, you know, various disease out there to get rid of that. But, you know, ultimately the legislature didn't feel that way. And so wanting to honor those discussions, but also the discussions that we had openly about using our proclamation process, if and when we are trying to reduce those risk of spread of a certain type of disease, that we would use our proclamation process. So that's the challenge with it. We know we have people that hate our baiting bans. They think it doesn't make any sense at all. And then obviously we have somebody like this that we hear a lot about is saying, why are you guys waiting till it gets in a unit? Isn't it too late at that point in time? And, you know, and so our attempt back in 2007 to be you know, try to be a little more proactive was, at that point in time, was not allowed. And so that's kind of the stance we've taken on it up to this point.
All right, short break. Back with more. We have some more questions on boat ramps and a few other texts in as well for Jeb Williams to do that in our next segment. A couple more shout-outs here for Vietnam vets. Don Humble of Mandan, who had the terrible job of being a Vietnam Nam tunnel rat.
Oh, boy.
There's duty for you, huh?
Oh, man.
Keep those coming for us today here on the program. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Gary Berger served in Vietnam 69 to 70. A thank you for your service and welcome home. There's another.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
All month long at ApetraSurg USA, you're going to save on Red Bull. Three 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop for coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4-for-4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4-for-4, ApetraSurg USA. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in a body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, back with Jeb Williams, director of the North Dakota Game and Fish, in our final segment here for this hour. Carol Swain is in Bismarck tonight. Renowned expert on critical race theory will join us next hour. Your call's welcome there, too. Tuesday lunch specials at PetroServe USA, where they have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, chicken, rice, casserole, and hardwood. I-29 exit, 12th Avenue, scalloped potatoes and ham on I-29. Valley City, if you're traveling that, 94. Exit 292, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. Special family recipe on the chicken pot pie. You'll love it, okay? Meatloaf or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue. Beef tips in Glendon. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA.
Pass me how my lunch was from PetroServe USA yesterday.
Good or great?
Well, it was looked really good. I got the chicken fettuccine alfredo, but my son, after two bites, saw it, and I'm...
It was gone.
It was gone.
Oh, yeah.
See, can I have some of that, Dad?
The bites were great.
Goodbye.
Tom and Bismarck for Jeb Williams from Game and Fish. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, if the plan is to abandon that McLean Bottoms boat ramp, are there any plans for another boat ramp between the plans for another boat ramp on the Bismarck side between the desert and Hazleton?
About the McLean ramp, and obviously the McLean ramp is at this point in time not in good shape. You know, the sheet piling that was put in place down there is back in 2012 has been undercut, and obviously the river wants to head that direction, which is right into the parking ramp area, and so it appears that we're going to lose that site. And we've been looking at areas potentially just north and just south along the bend as far as a potential new ramp in that area. Now, like we were talking about earlier, just because there's water and just because there's land doesn't mean it's automatically going to be a perfect spot for a boat ramp. And so in both those areas that I talked about, there's potential for them, but they're not perfect areas either. And so the department's still in the process of looking at potential options, because we know that there certainly is a void by losing that McLean ramp, especially in the spring. It's a very, very highly used ramp in the spring of the year, and so it is unfortunate what's going on down there. And we're going to do our best to try to see what solutions exist for an additional ramp in that area.
Thanks, Tom. Scott in Fargo for Jeb. Go ahead, you're up, Scott.
Hi, Jeb. Thanks for coming on today. Got a question on the snow goose migration. I'm noticing kind of a boots on the ground report here. There's quite a few dead and crippled birds out laying around. Is that the avian bird flu?
Yeah. So I tell you, if you want to get some good reports of what's going on with migration and some dead birds, just attend the last weekend youth state wrestling tournament in Bismarck. I got reports from all across the state, and we're starting to get some more of those reports as well. And we have been doing some sampling, and similar to South Dakota, they're seeing some of the same thing of where they're noticing some bird loss in some of these areas, and it has been attributed to the recent strain of the avian bird flu. So yeah, we're just collecting currently some information on that, plan to get some information out as far as kind of what we found. But yeah, so far there has been some of that has been attributed to the new bird flu strain.
Thanks, Scott. I'm going to rip through some of these texts here in the few minutes we have left. Texter wants to know, how are you and the department going to improve on the ANS program? Thanks for all you do, says the listener.
Yeah, I think one of the things with, ANS, aquatic nuisance species, it's extremely important for the department, but it's extremely important for the state. And, anytime we have, water issues going on, or as far as ANS issues with water, it has the potential to impact a lot of people. And so, we're trying to get that. We're trying to spread our parachute a little bit further, and with others, some other agencies, some other groups, taking on some of the roles and helping the department too. Because at the end of the day, it's not just a game and fish department issue. It has the potential to affect a lot of different things across the state, and so just needs to be an effort from a lot of different folks, so we're making headway with that, and we look forward to some continued partnerships as we do move forward.
Is the Game and Fish going to oppose the power line from Colstrip, Montana to Mandan through the Teddy Roosevelt Park?
Well, through the any time there's some infrastructure that's going in place, our thought process is always the same on that, Scott, and we get together with those companies as early on in the process to try to avoid some real critical areas, and they're interested in that as well. And so, anytime we get together and have those discussions early on in the process, everybody's going to be better off. I mean, it's one of those things, anytime we have those critical infrastructure projects going in, they're going to go in somewhere. And it's just a matter of identifying some areas that don't have the potential to be as strong opposing to some wildlife habitats as other places. And it's just a matter of having those early on conversations, like we always like to promote with any companies that's doing any type of infrastructure project.
I'll leave you with a comment asking why landowners who are guaranteed a deer tag do not pay a dime for it. Couldn't Game and Fish use the money? We're talking about $50 to $55 Are you telling me landowners cannot afford that? Shouldn't we all have a little skin in the game? I know for a fact many landowners get the tag but never hunt. Many would not spend the money. That frees up more tags for people more willing to hunt. Sounds like something that ought to go into the legislature too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it does. But again, I think landowners do have a lot of skin in the game when it comes to deer hunting or any hunting in North Dakota.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Hey, great conversation today. We'll do it again soon and allow more time, obviously. Thanks for the comment.
Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.